This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's see. Matthew Martin asks, from an X and O's perspective, guys, what did Vegas change to making our breakout so difficult, or did we just not have the legs tonight? I think it was a combo of both. Certainly the energy was down by the Stars, but I think Vegas, in my opinion, I think they went back to the basics as far as what makes Vegas special. You could see they were putting pressure on the Stars defenseman. They wanted the Stars defenseman to release the puck as early as possible. They were forcing mistakes in the Dallas end. They were forcing Dallas, which they didn't do in the last few games, to really fight to get out of their own zone. The stretch pass was not even a factor tonight. So I think those are the changes Vegas made. They were more physical. And I think, you know, tactical wise, I think they just went back to the basics, what made them so successful in games one and probably three. So what did you think?
Yeah, a lot of that. And then also I thought Vegas did a really good job of creating off the turnovers too. I think there was times where Vegas, and this happened in games five and four, where Vegas may have had like that initial pressure, the first forward in, but they didn't create they didn't really create right off of it. And I thought Vegas did a better job tonight of highlighting what they were doing by the ensuing action. And I think that was one of the bigger things where I don't think Vegas changed as much. I think they just got back to basics with that. And then they also were actually built on it as opposed to flubbing it, if that makes any sense.
It does. Yeah. Debbie at Stars Fan DS, work on shoring up defense and consistency and play for all. So we'll talk about that in the offseason. Thanks so much for your support, Debbie. Dylan Moreland asks, has there ever been a more burn the tape game in an elimination game?
I'm sure there have been for other teams. Yeah, I'm sure there has been. I mean, it's the, like, from a Dallas perspective, it's in every eliminate, if you get eliminated, honestly, if you get eliminated, it's a burn the tape game because you don't have a game to plan for until September.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Robbie at Robvious, winning two in a row, put them in a spot to end the season with grace, but then fumbled it all away tonight. Multiple times, the Stars had a 3-1 advantage along the boards for a puck battle and somehow lost it every time. Thought the entire team top to bottom was awful. I mean, a great point. They did have several times where they were going against one Vegas player and somehow the puck would end up in Vegas's hands. So that just really comes down to, I don't know, effort's a bad word, Sean. You know, I hate to use that word, but at the same time, you know, you just got to be better in all areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's execution too, like effort, execution, like, and it's not that players don't want it. I always hate that narrative, but like I hate when people say that because players want to win. That's never, it's not a desire thing, but like, I think it's more of a execution becomes a bigger thing. So
absolutely. Wildcat King asks, see, we get to provide some good news tonight. Just tell me we have a shot at re-signing Pavs.
He's already signed.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like we do have a shot. Yeah, he's coming back next year, Wildcat.
He's already signed. So yeah, that's not an issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Howway at Howway 4, who's been a dedicated Spits and Suds guy, just wanted to say thank you for reinvigorating my love for hockey this year. Love the way you all help folks learn more about the sport in an inclusive way. That's me, by the way, not Sean. My my question, if you had to choose between keeping Dodonov or Domi, who would you pick and why? Ooh, that's a good question, Awe. I need to see the numbers. I need to go cap nerd here, Sean. Yeah. I need to know the numbers so I can make a decision based on how else I can improve this team.
I agree with that. Yeah. It's something where I need to take a deeper look at the numbers. That's definitely a full conversation to have. One player's younger, but one player I think has one player's younger and may have a higher quote unquote ceiling, but has a lower floor, and the other one's probably is a little bit older, will cost a little bit less off first reaction, but I think has a higher floor where that I don't have to worry about the. I mean, I look at it's poor Mason Marchment. Well, not poor Mason Marchment. He's making a lot of money, but he's making a lot of money, and that contract is gonna. If he doesn't turn it around next year after this playoffs, it's going to start to look really bad. And you could see, you look at Domi, I think Domi's got a little bit, he does have a larger track record than Marchment than before he signed. But if when you sign an older player and you sign him to a year or two, like you would sign Dodonov, you're not running into the issue of, you're not running into the same issue of if it doesn't go, if it's not all flowers and rainbows. So
yeah, absolutely. Ken Jr. _67. What do you think is the reason for the change in play between game 5 and 6? Ben being back in the lineup should not have affected the play in game 6 like this. It should have affected it in a positive way, and it did not.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's just tough. At who is Mr. John Galt? Why do you think we came out so flat tonight? I got to be honest with you, John. Sean and I talk about this ad nauseum, why this team cannot come out of the gates with amazing energy. You got a packed barn tonight, people screaming, you know, from the first puck drop. I mean, you should be throwing your body around. You should be, you know, giving this crowd reasons to cheer. And if you look back, you can just see so many games where the crowd is sitting on their hands halfway through the first period. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It is. All right.
Yeah.
Milzy, you're such a great fan. Thank you so much. Great ride. I was entertained all year long. My question is how the Stars get better on the blue line. I know we were a solid defensive team this year, but I felt like it was a glaring issue in our losses. I will say on a positive note, Milzy, and Sean agrees with this, it is great to see. And that, you know, we talk about bright spots during the regular season, the rise of Thomas Harley coming in late in the year and becoming a part of this top six defensive core.
Well, Harley has a really bright future. I think he's their second best defenseman right now and will be there for it in September. And, the key to me is how do you go into next season? How do you approach and build things where you are getting the best out of not only Thomas Harley, but you're also now maximizing Nils Lundqvist? Because like he's someone who you talk about something you need and must salvage. It's Nils Lundqvist, and you have to do that. And you have to look at some other things on the defense too. Once again, it's going to be a fascinating full show on the Stars defense that we're going to have to do. We're going to do soon. And we will, because it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And for Stars fans that say, well, maybe we can use Nils Lundqvist in a trade, I would counter with how many teams are willing to take a former first round draft pick that was a healthy scratch for you. Not many. That's just not, I mean, you could get something for him probably, but it's not going to be anything substantial. All right. Kate Twizzle. You're such a great Stars fan, Kate Twizzle. First question, easy one, Gavin, Ken, and Sean. Can Dallas buy out the rest of Suter's contract? Yes, we're going to do a deep dive on that in the offseason. Why wasn't Olofsson starting and why wasn't Marchman scratched? Hashtag Tolo. Thanks for listening to that. Means turn it on, leave it on. 105.3 The Fan. So, yeah, we discussed both actually earlier in this podcast, K-Twiz. We both thought Olofsson should be in. We thought Marchman should be out. And Sean is going to bring us some really cool analytics and his opinion on the Suter situation in a future podcast.
Yes, we will.
All right. Allison Taylor. None of the bounces seem to go our way. How many goals were on Otter versus the D? That's a good question, Sean. I didn't really see. I mean, I guess he could have saved a few, but I didn't see like any weak ones tonight. You?
No. I mean, you get outshot. What was it in the first period? 16-7. Like, I mean, Dallas had, by my count, Vegas had more goals than the Stars had quality chances. Like, it's just the reality of it. And if you want to nitpick and you want to pick on Jake Oettinger, not pick on Jake Oettinger, but if you want to nitpick, I did think in the first period, his footwork was a little bit off to me, not in a bad, like I blame nothing on Jake Oettinger for this loss, but I also wonder how much of that is the energy and he's playing game 82 in the air. So, but this is Stars defense got torched. It's whether you put, it didn't matter who was in goal, even if you, so it's on the Stars defense tonight, not Jake Oettinger.
Yeah. She also asked a great second part question that is not being talked about. The Stars kept Eichel from scoring in the season series. Sorry. Is that more that he was passing it to open teammates? I will say this about Jack Eichel. And we had a candid conversation at the beginning of this podcast, which you heard about Jamie Benn. Even though Jack Eichel didn't score, he was a massive factor, whether it be back checking or playing defense or creating plays. I thought he was a big part of the Vegas series.
Oh yeah. I mean, you couldn't watch him play and tell me that he didn't have an impact. Like,
yeah.
And so he was, I don't really put his lack of scoring. I wouldn't hold that against him. Now it's, he played a huge role in the series. So,
yeah, absolutely. Tyler Mayer asks, hell of a season, but they go out on a whimper. Hard to argue they weren't given their full effort, but how on earth do you play that poorly in an elimination game at home after such a strong game 5? I mean, well, Tyler, how do you play that game? Game 3 coming back to your building as well. So those are the questions that Sean and I have been asking, you know, why this team can't come out. And I think Stars fans should be asking that question as well. Robert Tiffin, what is the best consolation ice cream? That's a good question for Sean Shapiro.
Best consolation ice cream. See, I'm a big fan of mint chocolate chip ice cream. That's the, okay. That's kind of my, that's my go-to. If I'm not going with the mint chocolate chip ice cream, I like something that's got like chocolate and peanut butter.
Okay. If I say pistachio gelato, that take away my man card?
No, it just sounds very, highbrow. It's like, it sounds very highbrow. It's like, it's like I watch Formula One, but I don't watch NASCAR. Like, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's just a choice and that's fine. Like,
I understand.
Like, it's fine. So
I actually buy pistachios and put it in there too. That is like so highbrow. I should not admit that stuff.
That is, yeah. So yep. It's highbrow.
Right.
That's what it is.
Sean calling me out. I like this. I like this. You can see we're getting chippy. let's see. The Addis Faction, that's with two D's, just expressed his opinion. Our expectations for you were low, but holy fuck. There you go. Rangers will be better in 2023. Well, that's factual. He says, what an embarrassment. Dylan Heath at D Heath 03. Offense chose a bad time to get cold. A fantastic offense overshadowed some shortcomings on defense almost all season. When the goals dried up, it really showed itself in the worst way against Vegas. Vegas played better and cleaner version of hockey most of the series. I think, Dylan, you answered. That was a Very good tweet by you. Callahan Irwin, at Cal Irwin 1. I've never been a fan of talking bad about my team on social media, but damn it, I'm disappointed. Overall, I'm so proud of this team. The next 5 months are going to suck. Hey, at least it's 5 months. It could be seven. But I'm so excited for next season. On a personal note, I only missed 2 home games this season. Go Stars always. Callahan, you're a beast for that. You got to hit me up in the future. I'll buy you a Frosty. That's pretty badass, missing only 2 games. But, yeah, we're all disappointed tonight. Aaron Trebing, at Aaron Tree.
Hey, he missed, Callahan missed just as many home games as Jamie Benn did.
Oh man, Sean Shapiro late night is greatness. That's what I'm gonna miss. I'm gonna miss when we start doing daytime podcasts. Yeah. I'm gonna miss late night Sean Shapiro.
We'll trade Frosties for coffee, and it'll be
all right. You're listening to Spits and Suds. It's the uncensored Shapiro version. All right. Aaron Trebeek does ask, is there some sort of DFW curse where local teams don't show up for the biggest game? Oof. I mean, this team needs to win a championship. Absolutely.
Well, it's what we're going through since now. 2011 Mavs, right? That's the last title for DFW.
That is correct, sir. So. Yeah, absolutely. And Ray Ann Walters ends it. Great season. Looked like they just ran out of steam. Can't wait to listen to the off-season shows. Love listening to you both. And we appreciate it very much. Mr. Shapiro, I do this for you.
There you go.
You hear that crack? I did. That is for you. A quick personal plug for myself. I used to go to games with a girl named Cammie Resnick. She was a friend of my, one of my best friends, Jeff. She passed away 2 years ago of a brain aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And going to the games this year, Sean, Cammie used to always make fun of me. She said, you know, you're not going into a snowstorm, because I'd wear a winter hat and clothes. And I missed that, but I drew a lot of smiles thinking of her this year. So I know you were watching the games, Cammie. So I will always love you, and God bless you, and we miss you very much. Sean, this has been an absolute pleasure. It's not goodbye. I'm going to force you to do more podcasts. You have been an absolute beast. You have been a great teammate, and not to get sappy, but thank you so much, man. I love like picking your Stars and NHL brain and stuff like that. And you've been a fabulous co-host.
Man, Gavin, it's been fun. I know we're already talked on this show about other pods we're gonna do and everything like that. So it's we've got a lot coming up still, but it's I mean, this was one of the things to just kind of, this will be a little bit sappy. That's fine. Obviously, before this season started, you go back to September, my career took a bit of a turn that was unexpected. Lost a job I wasn't expecting to lose, and had to figure life out quite a bit. And one of the conversations I had soon after that, you and I started chatting about, hey, would you be interested in doing some of this, hopping on and going into the podcast space, because that's something that I was now able to do, being a free agent, not by choice at the time. And it's been a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you for bringing me on board for this, letting us continue to talk Stars hockey as often as we do, and to really stay engaged in all this, because it's and as I said, this is going to be a little bit sappy, but I really look forward to this. It's been a weird, for me, it was some times that were weird figuring out this media industry as things have changed, and I was forced to figure some things out, but this was a really nice stability point for me, kind of from early on and everything, for us to come in and talk hockey, to have some fun, have some great conversations. So I want to say thank you to you, man, for helping put this together, helping bring me on board here, and to the people who have listened, because like, we see the numbers, and it's been,
yeah,
I mean, that's so cool. Like, it's really cool. Like, it's something where I know it's, everybody wants to, I mean, this is really one of the coolest things I do every week. So I really appreciate everyone listening. I appreciate you guys for doing that. It's been fun. Yeah,
there absolutely. And from what you just heard, is all the more reason to buy the book We Win Here.
You're so good at that pivot, man.
Thank you, man.
Good at that pivot. Like,
so we will probably do a podcast where we go over the stories of We Win Here, but that doesn't mean you can't buy the book.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
And Sean put a lot of effort into it. Some terrific stories of the Texas Stars, which now are the Dallas Stars, many of the players. So it's a cool book, and love supporting Sean and his cause. Also want to point out, so we have a silent producer called Gregory Finley.
Yes, Greg.
And Greg, we came up with this idea that, hey, you know what? After the games, could we do a podcast? And the reason we say that is because if Sean and I took the era, if we went, you know, let's say tomorrow, you know, it takes some time to turn it around. And by that time, it's like early afternoon and, you know, you're dated information by then. And so Greg, without a pause, said absolutely. And he's been with us even on his days off from work. And I asked him, you know, because it was late nights and I was running up to the radio station, and I said, you know, is it possible to get a microphone and some equipment? And I had that equipment within a week, and that allows me to do it out of my house late night. And he's just been a rock star and an all-star. And we probably should have mentioned him more, but thank you so much, Greg. It just truly means the world how dedicated you have been on this ride. And finally, yeah, as Sean pointed out, this is all about you, Stars fans. So one of the reasons that we created Spits and Suds, and we are very fortunate to bring Sean on, but all I heard from Stars fans was nobody talks about the Dallas Stars on a consistent basis. So to be honest with you, we wanted to create something so we could. And it was also to call the bluff of the Dallas Stars fans, because here it is. And you know what? You guys rose to the occasion. And I cannot stick tap you guys enough, because people say that hockey talk doesn't work in this town. Well, Spits and Suds has absolutely grown further than my expectations, further than Sean's expectations. It's just been special, and that's why we want to continue it. That's why we want to deep dive. That's why we want to be personal on Twitter and read all your questions. So, you know, it's not a goodbye, so I hate to elongate this stuff, yeah, but it truly is a thank you. It's a massive thank you, because you guys, when we came up with this idea, hey, let's do post-game playoff, you know, we just figured, you know, it's good. And so therefore we can get fresh material. What we didn't know is that you guys would come out, I'll be very honest, more than any other hockey podcast in Odyssey. And there are some big markets. There are original six markets. And for you guys to do that, that shows how great of a fan base you truly are. So while the season ended, we have letter grades to give out in a future podcast. Sean's got deep dives on players. We got letter grades to give out on the individual players. We have so much more to bring you guys. And you guys are the ones that propel us to do that. So a massive thanks. So Sean, man, get some sleep. You deserve it.
Yeah, and everyone, once again, thank you. And I will say this, the buyout window starts June 15th or 48 hours after the Stanley Cup is awarded. So whatever comes first. So sorry, whatever comes second. So
All right. So yeah, you guys have to like spread the word. The podcast is Spits and Suds. And you know what? So when we do these podcasts, if you subscribe to this podcast, it'll automatically show up on your feed, because we're going to be doing these, and I'm going to be trying to book some really cool interviews. I want to get Hannah Bilka back on. She was just playing for Team USA. So I want to get an update for her, because she's transferring to Ohio State. She's out of Capel. We talked about having Curtis McKenzie on, Mike McKenna. We're going to get some cool guests on as well. So subscribe so that these can get right to your phone or go right to your computer. So for Sean Shapiro, I'm Gavin Spittle. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, the Stars eliminated tonight, but we'll be back soon with another episode of Spits and Suds right here on 105.3 The Fan or wherever your favorite podcasts are found.